Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. We should be joined by Judge Mike Donohue, chair of the GOP in Cape May County, and the guy who really has put together a spectacular event there at the Seaport. The guest speakers, I'll let him break to the tribute to Charlie Kirk that's involved. It is massive, probably the biggest of the campaign on either side for Cetarelli or no pork roll, Mikey Sherrill. But one of the speakers or one of the people that's there in particular caught my attention over the weekend that was just signed up. I'll be speaking, Matt, Rich, Paula Scanlon, Scott Presler, among others, and Jack Cetarelli. It's going to be an all-day festival. Don't forget Mulligan's, right over there on Hildreth Avenue, 310 West Hildreth, right there near the Acme. Just are so thrilled to be going back again for the third time. And we will certainly have some all kinds of guests. Mike Donohue might swing over. He has nothing else to do except this rally. Let's go to, as Scott Presler reminds us, Judge Mike Donohue. Mike, welcome back. This is a Hollywood spectacular, particularly the artist you're bringing in now.
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me, man. Yeah, no, it's I knew if we build it, they will come kind of thing, and it's taken off. And Scott Lobato, a couple nights ago through a friend, Alex Bauer, who's also in her own right a great young conservative, up-and-coming influencer, he's coming, and he's bringing a special portrait that he's never shown in public before for our Charlie Kirk vigil. So it's going to be huge. You know, we got Benny Johnson in last night. Jack Posobiec I believe is coming, and a couple other folks, and it's just going to be great. I'm actually up on Seaport Pier right now. We're doing a walkthrough and, you know, getting ready to set everything up, and it's just going to be great, Dom. I mean, you know, the Wildwoods, it's a great place to be. Beautiful day today. It might be a little cloudy on Friday, but I think we're going to be good. Most of it is outside, and it's going to be a great fall event here in the city of North Wildwood. It's going to be tremendous.
Without a doubt. And Mike, the only thing people have to do, though, is register. So how do they do that?
Yes, please go to capegop.com, capegop.com. There's a link there to register. There's a link that shows you hotels that are open. There's a link that gives you a bunch of info about the event, what you can bring, what you can't bring. You can't really bring anything. We have same approach. I just want everybody to know we're going to be safe. We have a great security plan. We have body scanners at the gate. We have law enforcement engaged, overwatch, all those kind of things that we need in this horrible day and age we're in from that standpoint. But we're going to be safe. It's all going to be good. And, you know, it's really shaping up, Dom. I really appreciate your support, the support of the station. I appreciate you being here. Looking forward to popping into Mulligan's when you're down here on Friday.
Oh, absolutely. That's a must. God knows what Mikey Sherrill might say by then. We've been playing this morning, her attack on pork attack on pork roll.
I mean, could you be more Kamala? I mean, could you? It's just craziness. You know what I always say, though, Dom, is we're in scrapple country, and most of the politicians forget that.
Right.
But you can't say pork roll's disgusting and run for governor of New Jersey.
You know, she's got to be out there now. Massive campaign, Mike. You're an advisor. I'd have to have her out there eating, saying it's yummy. You can't run away from it. You got to eat it now.
Oh, yeah, no.
Maybe she'll put it on pizza. Maybe she'll put it on pizza. I think Murphy would have done that with a knife and for the way he folded the pizza. And, oh, my God.
Listen, I would get her in a diner in Paramus in a pork roll sandwich eating contest tomorrow.
Absolutely. So, again, people should know if they liked the venue when Trump was there, the Seaport is just a great spot. We're only a couple blocks away during the summer, and it looks out right over the ocean. It couldn't be better. Plenty of space, too. You can get a lot of people in there.
Oh, yeah. No, look, we're going to have a lot of people, it's growing by the minute, which is great. We just were talking with the proprietor, and he's like, look, we'll handle it, you know, and we're up there with the mayor, Patrick Rosanello, who's a good friend and a part of our planning committee. And, you know, it's the Wildwoods are great, as you know. North Wildwood is such a great little town. And we're going to be just blocks away from where the president held his largest America First campaign rally in Wildwood in May of 2024. And I knew if we put this together, Don, that we would capture that magic, that people would be like, hey, yeah, let's go back to the Wildwoods. And that's what's happening. And now we have these national figures coming in. We're talking to a couple of other national figures who I think are likely to join us. And it's kind of blown up my program, but it's great to have and great to kind of in this moment in New Jersey, trying to win this gubernatorial race with Jack Ciccarelli as our featured guest here on Friday evening. It's just great. It's really taken on a life of its own. It's going to be thousands of people here, and we're going to send the message that we're taking New Jersey back. We're going to flip New Jersey red in this cycle. We're going to make Jack Ciccarelli the governor of New Jersey, and we're going to save our state.
Well, we have the ground game, I think, but when you bring in people like Presler, who's a friend, and Benny Johnson, and maybe Jack, the numbers in social media are staggering. I just mentioned, way to go, Scott. Because he helped to get Benny Johnson. He's called upon these guys to come here. And over 100 people followed me just by doing that. I mean, it's stunning.
It is amazing, they call them influencers, but it is amazing the influence and the reach that these guys have because of the message that they're sending, because they're consistently like, these are the policies that will save our country. These are the things we have to do. We have to return to sanity. We have to return to God. We have to return to normalcy. And the electorate is like, you're right. Like, I'm over all this woke stuff. I'm over all this, you know, trans men in my girl's locker room. I'm over it all. I'm done with it. How can we help? And it's been amazing. Like you say, 100 people followed you. I can't keep up with the number of people who want to volunteer now. Just in the last couple of weeks, and people reaching out, how do I help? Not just from Cape May County, from all over the state and beyond. And I had young Republicans from Pennsylvania reach out. I had women's Republican group from Georgia reach out. I mean, it's amazing what is happening in New Jersey. And it's we are ground zero in this war for the soul of our country and our state. And we have to make it happen. And the enthusiasm for our efforts here is just off the charts. And when you get Benny Johnson and Scott Presler and you get Jack Prasovic and you get these kind of people who have those huge platforms, it really helps to drive that enthusiasm. And of course, yourself and everybody at the station and Rich and Matt, it's been a tremendous experience so far. I know it's going to be great.
We'll handle the bloviation part. There's three. We can fill up a lot of time and a lot of oxygen.
Absolutely.
Mike, I
got
to commend you in advance. So this is almost impossible to put on at this kind of scale. And the timing coming into the home stretch of the election, it's unparalleled in Jersey. And I think it speaks to what you and Matt have been doing, but also the enthusiasm for Jack. I'm looking at some of the mail-in numbers have gone up tremendously, how important that is, the early voting numbers. And on the other side, she's just limping to the finish line, if that.
Well, one of the things you see when Republicans are running a successful campaign is Democrat leaders and elected officials jumping ship.
Right. Yep.
And we have seen that in the last couple of years with major Democrat political figures in North Jersey standing with Jack at the podium saying, I endorse Jack Ciccarelli. He needs to be the governor. That's when you know it's happening. But we got to close the deal. We got to close the deal. We got to get every vote out. We got to knock on every door. We got to make every phone call. We got to turn out every vote. We'll do our part in Cape May County. We'll get as much as we can out of Cape May County for Jack and everybody else. But we have Cliff Maloney on the ground, as you know, in New Jersey, who's knocked hundreds of thousands of doors. We have the RNC coming in. We have the Republican Governors Association that's here. This effort in New Jersey is unprecedented in my 30 years of doing politics here, and it's a tremendous sign. But it's because of Jack Chiarelli. He's a great candidate. He's a great guy. He's a smart guy. People believe that he can save this state. People believe that he can make it more affordable. You know, people look at these issues and say, who is going to help me now in New Jersey, Robin? Operating under this burdensome socialist regime now for 8 years. And it's Jack Chiarelli, and he sends that message every day all over the state. And when you have a guy like Jack, it's easy to get out there and pitch and get people fired up about it.
All right, Mike. Well, we're counting down until then, and we'll see you over at Mulligan's too. Mike, thank you. Thanks so much for the invite.
Thank you, Dom.
Coming on, as always.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right, Mike Donahue, the chair of the Cape May County Republicans here. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. I hope that you're going to be joining us there. And more to come, as you heard. Now, Scott's here at 2 o'clock today, but you heard about this special unveiling, too. Henry, put him on your Mulligan's list, Scott Lobato. Definitely Lobato. Want to get him over there. I don't know if you, you know, and I to tell him, you know, he can bring whatever artwork. I mean, the big one he's going to save for the rally, but I'd love to have him bring that over to Mulligan's. We've displayed artwork there before. We've done all kinds of things at Mulligan's. I mean, it's
summer
White House. Yeah, exactly. And Henry may do the 40-yard football throw. I was trying it out over the weekend. I don't know about a cinch, but boy, that Bridgestone. They make some hell of a tires.
Flies nice.
It flies nice. It's almost like an automatic spiral out of your hands. I don't see how it could, in the air, I don't see how it could wobble. Nobody said we couldn't use that. There are no rules here. All right. 855-839-1210. And this race is going to be right down to the wire. But the enthusiasm factor, the common sense. Let's play Mikey Sherrill again one more time. Who's advising? She's with a guy, I think a Jersey radio station. They must have been debating the pork roll and Taylor ham and all that. And she goes one step further in attacking pork roll.
Yeah, thank
you. Who eats pork roll?
Not me.
I think that's gross.
I don't even know what it is.
I've had this fight multiple times. Nobody wants pork roll.
All right. Now, expect to see that. I haven't seen the ad there yet. Come on, Jax, guys. You got to be gone with that. And I hope I'm not booed, Henry. What are the odds here at a Chiarelli event when I go? And the guys for gravy.
Oh, no.
It's got to be, oh, yeah. It's got to be a pause line. Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe from him, but like, we saw it. The votes came in. It's a sauce crowd.
I'm still going back in for some more. But I like what you said. We'll be, we'll set up the ballot for Mulligan's. You can come out and vote. Is anybody going to vote for Taylor Ham?
I think it has to be a clean landslide.
Something's wrong if they do. I think somebody's going to say that.
I think it's going to be a lot closer than you guys think.
An upset. We were shocked. I thought Gravy would win by a nose. It lost by like 35-40%.
Wow.
It was that bad. Yeah. 300 votes. It was nuts. I don't know how the fire marshal allowed 300 people in there.
Holy,
it was crazy.
Moly.
Oh, it was nuts. All right, 855-839-1210. Come to your calls next. Oh, yeah, let's talk about our friends over at Martin. My friends at Martin Water Conditioning are celebrating their 52nd anniversary with their biggest saving event of the year. Now through the end of October, save on bottled water for your entire family. We've enjoyed crystal clear drinking better water for your entire family. We've enjoyed the crystal clear drinking water in our home for years, thanks to Martin Water Conditioning, and it's a great opportunity for you to do the same. We love it. The Martin Water Conditioning family is incredible to work with. Nobody is this passionate, nobody, about water. They love that test, the free water test that I've told you about. Save up to $500 on select systems for your home. Want to improve your drinking water? Martin's is offering $100 off Kinetico's K5 drinking system. And save $40 off UV sterilizers. Special 24-month financing is available to those who qualify. You already own a water conditioning system. Enjoy exclusive offers on salt and filters when visiting one of their central Pennsylvania locations. For details, call Martin Water today or visit martinwater.com. The sale ends October 31st. Give your family the gift of better water this fall. Give Martin a call or go to martinwater.com. All right.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is Dom time. Now, of course, Jimmy Kimmel's ratings would drop from that massive audience, which was big, you know, the one night that he had, free speech, yada, yada, yada. How do we explain this, though? And then I'll give you Greg Gutfeld's. September 23rd, when he came back, 6.448 million viewers. September 24th, 2.43 million. September 25th, 2.3 million. September 30th, 2.45 million. October 1st, 1.7 million. That is under what he had before, his average of 1.77 million. Greg Gutfeld, meanwhile, has averaged 2.98 million consistently, including on October 1st, beating Kimmel by about 1.28 million. Around this. So, you know, those people, oh, Jimmy Kimmel, freedom of speech, funny guy, he's taking on Trump. He's below where he was averaging before. Not by, you know, huge numbers, but he is. What does that tell us? It tells us this was, you know, something that was going to fizzle, something that is just a phenomenon because of the tension, because of all that. We're going to show Trump. And then it goes back to normalcy or even a little bit below. And how in the world does Gutfeld beat him by that kind of numbers, 2.98 million viewers? It's pretty substantial to the 1.7 for Kimmel. I don't know if Colbert is still being, I assume that. I don't look at them every day. Okay, here's a little bit, before I take any more calls, here's a little bit from Portland now. Chicago's in the news about what's going on, but Portland is where I've seen this. We've talked about it for years. Imagine these goons, Antifa, and we have the woman on who broke the story for the Washington Examiner. She's coming on at 2:30 today. About Antifa having their covert convention here in Philadelphia over the weekend. All right. And I didn't hear, you know, any spasms, anything about it. We're going to ask her about that. Here is in Portland, though, Nick Sorter, the guy who's been so much in the news. This is Cut 14. Here are the Portland police telling people that they will be arrested if they drive down the Antifa-controlled streets. They control streets, a bunch of them, and they have for a while around ICE. And if you want to ride down streets in your neighborhood to be convenient, they're telling you, you'll hear on this, the police, complicit in this, We will arrest you if you try to drive down these streets. Here's how it sounded.
You guys didn't do anything about this? What are you doing? That way. Do not go to the crowd of people. If you go to these crowd of people, you will be stopped and arrested.
No. Thank you.
Do not try to play that game with me right now. Man, do not play that game with me right now. We're not going to a crowd of people in this car. Back it up and take a left. If you go to this crowd of people, you will be arrested. Ma'am, I am telling you, if you go to this crowd of people, you will be arrested.
All right, get out of line. I'll take care of it.
All right, so that's the gist of it. And this has gone on for years. So I don't care who Trump has to send in with this, how many or whatever. They have to be cleaned out of those areas. These are the people trying to blind federal agents of one sort or another with lasers. We've seen it. Imagine having to deal with this. Imagine in Chicago, the Chicago police will not come to your aid, not to help with illegal immigration, just because you're under attack with people attacking you. This is getting more and more severe. As I said, the mayor of Chicago has declared it ice-free zones. Does that mean he would answer if the police are going to try to arrest ICE agents? And right here in Bucks County, I told you about the mail-in ballot, and Scott will be here too. People are enthused. Fred Herron, Jen Shoren, law enforcement versus the other side. That's what's at stake in Bucks County, the last bastion against all the craziness of the rest of the suburbs. All right, let's get a few people on board here. Let's go to Lance in South Philly, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lance, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Good.
When I think of the Middle East or Saudi Arabia or any of that area, I'm going with the belly dancer. Indispensable. Every TV show, every movie, James Bond, and you know, the rubies in her belly button. He swallows it. I'm going with the belly dancer.
That is a very good one. Even though women are forced to cover up in countries, we still have the belly dancer, the provocation of the midriff, that whole thing. Jimmy Tyoon, who was on city council and used to have a place at Second and Chestnut. They were belly dancers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if there's a good belly dancer around anymore. You're not allowed to do it. You know, strippers and all, they can do the belly dancer thing, though, blends. You're telling yourself it's cultural. It's nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the outfits are multidimensional. I like Lance's call a lot on that. That was a good call, too. Robert and Ben Salem. Hey, Robert, afternoon to you.
Hey, Dom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today. You know, Jimmy Kimmel might have started out taking on Trump, but it looks like he's back to taking on water again. So yeah. I don't expect him to be very big.
Well, and Robert, it surprises me. I thought he would gain like a hair. You know what I mean? He'd be up 10, 20,000 more than he regularly was. He's under what he regularly was.
I thought that he would have that one big show and then it right. would just quickly drop back. And it looks like that's what's going to happen. You know, you're in the end, it's about talent.
Right.
When all is said and done, it's about talent.
Well, it's about trying to have comedy rather than a diatribe. The Kirk thing was just the perfect example. That wasn't even a joke about Charlie Kirk. It was a lecture.
I think that these political attacks that he likes to do are a cover for the fact that he's really not that funny. You know, Adam Carolla carried the man show. Jimmy mm-hmm. wasn't funny on mm-hmm. that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, my answer to the side question is going to be the birthplace of civilization. Our first written languages, mathematics, all came from that area with the Sumerian Empire, the Babylonians, the Hittites, the Canaanites, the Assyrians, and then that led to the Persian Empire. And also some religious-based archaeologists are theorizing that the Garden of Eden, was in Iraq, where the Tigris and Euphrates met. The Old Testament said there were four rivers that met there, and these archaeologists have found two of the other riverbeds that are now dry that connected in that area. So they think that the Garden of Eden was actually in that area. And it's gone to hell since then, but it should be known that all the great Greek math people went to Alexandria to learn the secrets that were brought there from the Middle East. But I'll just stay with the birthplace of civilization, and you guys have a wonderful day, man.
Thank you, Robert. That is Mesopotamia, absolutely. Now, the place I went to in the Middle East was, I was at the pyramids. Oh, man, you need a strong, the smell, the animals, the whole thing.
Oh,
wow,
yeah. I didn't even think about that.
I mean,
yeah,
it is unbelievable, the pyramid. And I was in Alexandria. And I don't remember exactly, you know, it's not crystal clear, the burning of the library. They did talk about it a lot. But the pyramids are spectacular, but I didn't go on any camel ride.
Oh, no?
No, no.
Why not?
And I did witness with the tourism group, these guys are trying to sell something as we're going off on the ship. And when the ship goes off and a guy was paying attention, one of the tourists, to the guy jumps into the Nile, like still holding the thing up, and he was going to throw the money down. This was a pretty big ship. Oh, yeah. The driving there, too, was, wow. I don't remember too many traffic lanes. It seems as if you made it up as you went along. Yeah, yeah.
Very aggressive,
Cairo,
I presume, too.
Yeah, Cairo's kind of like the Schuylkill without any white lines.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh, yeah. 855-839-1210, that will get you on board. I'm looking here, Henry, and I was going to drop it in here. I don't see it. Maybe I didn't send it. Our buddy, Frank Scales, do we have that cut?
He had his, I don't, but yeah, let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, he had his Saturday event, and maybe we'll play it a little bit later. I'll set it up now. He had his Saturday event, 4 to 6 over there at Logan Circle, and he's debating a guy who appears to be shirtless, et cetera, I guess is homeless, who had come here recently from Ghana. So the guy sits down to debate him. Anybody can step up and debate. And the guy then, youtube.com/1210. The guy gets into a bit of a frenzy here with Frank, doesn't like how it's going, and decides to run off with the chair that he's sitting on. So Frank, you're going to have to bolt the chairs down. Now, you want to have that at Mulligan's. Frank and his colleague who found it, the Surge Philly, Frank Scales, will be one of our featured guests, honoring him for his work at Mulligan's. You want to meet him, the guy, raw talent, just brilliant stuff. He'll be in the first group at Mulligan's this Friday, along with some of the regulars, et cetera. And we'll announce more guests as we get to it. But it's the pregame show for a great time. All right, here's how it sounded with Frank and the guy from Ghana.
Well, we don't have any sound.
No sound. Okay. All right. But the guy at a certain point here, there may have been a little build up to this, Henry, before the guy steals the
chair.
Well,
fear that even my village. I feel comfortable here. You know, there's, I can go around, get food, you know, homeless shelter, that I can sleep here. But my village is quite poor. It's really poor.
So you're from a village in Ghana?
Wait a minute.
Did you immigrate? When did you immigrate here?
Wait. Don't be this stupid.
When did you immigrate to America?
I do not, wait. Idiot, wait. Good example.
Why am I an idiot, sir?
I'll show you, right? Wait. So I come here, right?
Yeah.
Right? I come here, and I take this chair, right? Right? And I say, wait.
Whoa. He's taking the chair. Sir, can you bring back the chair?
Wait a minute. You are dead. Are you part of the food that's messing up with me?
Yeah, definitely be recording this.
Messing up with me every single blessed day.
Why are you standing over us,
right,
sir?
Right here, telling me nonsense. But that idiot is stupidly dead. Wait a minute. It works for me.
Wait. Just whatever you do, don't touch the Trump hat.
I want to have, experiences. I want to feel high. Wait. It's not even...
I think you're more valuable than that, and you can do way minute. Better things and affect the world in a positive way because you're valuable. You're inherently valuable.
I'm from a village in Ghana. Right? It's very poor.
Do you think that that's a good use of your life?
Wait a minute. This is life itself.
All right. There you go. Frank Scales. He'll be there at Mulligan's pregame show. Come on out and say hello. All right. Corey DeAngelis, the school choice evangelist, is with us. All hell's breaking loose. And Corey's on it with this guy in Virginia, the guy that's the attorney general, and on a text group wanted to kill a political opponent, assassinate him, and then followed up with wanting to have the wife have dead babies in her hand that he killed, apparently. And the Virginia Teachers Union said, we're okay with this guy. We're moving forward with him. Corey will explain. We got a lot with him coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210, one of our all-time favorites. He is the evangelical force of school choice, but also the weakening these teachers' unions. And there's at least two out there today, well, three stories involving teachers' unions. One, the teachers' unions in Virginia still supporting the AG candidate who gets off on assassinating, fantasizing about that, political opponents, even if they're deceased. And then we have the Chicago teachers and ICE squaring off, and Mondami attacking gifted and talented programs. Let's go to Corey DeAngelis. Corey, I haven't been able to follow you on Twitter today in the last hour, but my God, this is a five-alarm fire today. So let's start with the AG candidate that no Democrat, nationally at least, is calling out, wanting to assassinate, if he could, a former Speaker of the House who was a moderate, and then the coup de grace, wanting to see dead babies in the arms of the mother.
It's totally sick. This guy's name is Jay Jones. He's running for the Attorney General in Virginia on the Democrat side, and the Virginia Education Association, the state affiliate of the NEA, the largest teachers union in the country, still endorsing him. They deleted a post that got ratioed into oblivion where everyone was calling them out for this, you know, because before they could have said, well, we didn't know that he had said these things and that's why we endorsed him, you know, before all this news came out. But now they deleted it. They're turning off their comments on social media. But you go to their website where they have all their endorsed candidates, they're still backing the guy who fantasized about the assassination or killing of the former Republican House Speaker Gilbert in Virginia. I mean, it's just totally beyond the pale. He's a total embarrassment. He should drop out in disgrace. But he did go on to local media the other day, and the person asked him about this and said, don't you think this is disqualifying? And the attorney general candidate, Jay Jones, who said all these disgusting things just a couple years ago that were revealed in the text messages by National Review First, he basically admitted he said those things and was just like, you know, I'm really sorry that it happened. I'm really disturbed at what I saw. It's like he didn't really take any responsibility for it. And when he was asked if it was disqualifying, he basically said there's no room for this in our discourse. Okay, man, if there's no room for it, then drop out of the race. He thinks he still has a chance, so he's going to stay in as long as possible until he sees the writing on the wall. Hopefully the polls flip against him. And you know what? The teachers union, they should just close down as an institution. We should outlaw public sector unions entirely. And if teachers who are rational in Virginia see that this is too far for them, they need to stop paying union dues and join alternatives like the Teacher Freedom Alliance, because you don't need to continue giving your money to these Democrat candidates through your teachers union contributions. It is just sick that these people who are in control of the school system would continue quadrupling down this road to back a candidate who wished that someone else's children would die in their mother's arms so that they could change their views politically. This is sick, and no teachers union that are supposed to be about educating kids and responsible for all these Virginia children, they have no business being around kids at all if they're going to be endorsing this guy. They need to pull their endorsement immediately, and if they don't, we need to continue with the pressure peacefully calling them out like we're doing on social media right now. I've asked them for comments a couple of times via email. They need to give a statement. They're not responding, but I'm not going to let them get away with this so easily. I'll continue calling them out as well.
Absolutely. And, Corey, you made the part that maybe listeners haven't heard that I've been zoning in on for a teachers union. The second part, the assassination of the political moderate, is disqualifying. But the baby is dying in the arms of the mother, and you are involved with kids as the Virginia Teachers Union across the state. Again, thank God you have set up the infrastructure to challenge this. It's been out there for a while, Supreme Court decision, but you are actually driving a lot of this. The Chicago Teachers Union, though, I think has to be beyond belief. Today it's revealed, insiders, their plans to oppose ICE and essentially to be organizing the kids in their charge. To me, they're the most thuggish in the country. I don't know what Corey DeAnne, I would defer to you, but from where I sit and follow this, they're the worst.
Yeah, Chicago Teachers Union is Local 1 of AFT, which is Randy Weingarten's union. She's the lady promoting her book, calling Donald Trump a fascist right in the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination. It's a time where we're supposed to turn down the temperature if there ever was one in American politics. Yeah, you have the head of the teachers union, Randy Weingarten, going out and stoking division, trying to rip our country apart and fanning the flames of divisiveness. And these people are supposed to be about, I don't know, making kids learn how to read and write and do math, and they can't get that right. And it's probably because they're focused so much on injecting their politics into the classroom. And Chicago, it was also just revealed, they were glorifying a convicted cop killer just last week, Assata Shakur, who was on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. And mind you, Dom, Chicago has 55 public schools with not a single kid proficient in math. It's an utter embarrassment, not just nationally, but on the world stage. And they spend so much money. It's $30,000 a kid in Chicago. Their own teachers union boss, though, Dom, I got to tell you, she sends her own kid to a private school. And it's school choice for me, not for thee, which reminds me of another guy you wanted to talk about, Mam Dhani, went to a private school himself in New York City.
Yeah, and he is going to come root and branch to go after gifted, talented programs. You think of a kid in the inner city in the Bronx, South Bronx, who's talented, smart, reading at home, the single mom, you know, situation, trying to advance him, and he's going to rip those one way or another out of the public schools.
It's insane, and this is socialism at its purest. It's a race to the bottom, make sure no one can get a ladder up and a leg out and to climb the social and economic ladder. But the thing is, you know, when he gets right into the GT programs, private schools still exist. The most advantage, the people like him, he's a champagne socialist. He went to a private school that cost over $60,000 a year. That he had an opportunity. Those opportunities are still going to be around. So when you get rid of any opportunity for low-income kids within the public school system to stand out and to shine and to, you know, get a better opportunity later on in life through the school system, he's taking away that privilege, and he's taking away that opportunity for people who weren't as advantaged as him. And so he is an utter disgrace as well. But you know what? He's endorsed by Randy Weingarten's affiliate in New York, the United Federation of Teachers. And so he's going to do whatever they want, even if it makes him look hypocritical.
Why would they, though? We know he's a communist, probably. Yep. Why would the teachers union be against gifted and talented programs, though? What's their angle with that?
Yes, the angle is obvious when it comes to school choice. It's, fighting against any monopoly competition. But when it comes to the GT programs, it's really befuddling, and I think it's more of this woke, they don't have a religion that they adhere to, but they worship the altar of wokeness, and so they do this in the name of DEI and equity, but they don't understand the outcomes of their ideology, which is it doesn't help the least advantaged. They pretend that this is going to help everybody be on a level playing field, but what it really does is it guarantees that only certain people in society who can pay extra via tutoring, via homeschooling, via private schools. Those are the only people who are going to get a better opportunity. So they fight school choice. They don't let anybody else do that. But they also fight against the opportunities within the public school system, thinking that they're creating a level playing field. But it also might be that they want to make their job as easy as possible. So if they have to up their game with these advanced students and teach, you know, different tracks of students, that makes things more difficult. So they fight against competition, but they also fight against anything that makes their jobs a little bit more difficult, even if that means hurting kids.
Corey, your book that Randy Weingarten has copied the cover of?
Yeah, it's insane. You can't make it up. It's called The Parent Revolution. My book has the same color scheme as Randy's. Mine came out a year ago. It's a national bestseller endorsed by Trump. And she comes out with the same font, same color scheme. Mine's The Parent Revolution. The one word I have in red is parent. The one word she has in red is fascist. So she's calling Trump fascist, but she's also inadvertently, or maybe indirectly, calling parents fascist too, because it threatens their socialist worldview to have parents in charge. They want the government in charge. They don't want parents in the driver's seat.
Next big thing for you, Corey, what are you up to in the, you know, the coming month or so? What's Corey DeAngelo is going to be up to?
We're assembling a team to dismantle the teachers unions once and for all. And I think the best way to do that is something I've done for a long time through school choice. But we're also now starting a campaign to get teachers to get the hell out of the union so they don't have to continue funding people like Randy Weingarten, who make over $500,000 a year, to push their political pet projects, to use union dues and just squander them, basically light them on fire towards Democrat campaigns. There's a lot of conservative teachers and independent teachers who don't want to pay for that kind of stuff. They think their dues should go towards, I don't know, representing them to get them better salaries and to make the school system better.
Corey, in Jersey, thank God, there are some teachers there that are suing Spiller, the head of the NEA, NJEA. He spent $40 million plus on the governor's race from the union.
Lit it on fire, and he got 10% of the vote in the primary. And now two people in the teachers union are suing the NJEA, which is another affiliate of Becky Pringle's union, the NEA, the largest labor union in the country. And good on them. Hopefully they win. And if they lose, this shines a spotlight on, you know, if they lose, that means it's legal for the unions to waste your money, light it on fire, throw $40 million in one state at a failed candidate who also was the president of that same union. It sounds like a form of money laundering to me. It should be illegal. If it's not, we should change the law. This should be a five alarm fire, and teachers need to leave that union. Stop funding that madness.
Absolutely. And on Twitter, Corey DeAngelis, where do we follow you?
On DeAngelis Corey on X. And it's the best way to follow me. You'll see me highlighting this attorney general's race in Virginia, which is just the main story right now. It's just insane. You have someone who still has not dropped out named Jay Jones, who basically fantasized about killing his political opponents. Saying he'd rather shoot them than shoot even Hitler if Hitler were still alive. It's just, it's so just beyond the pale. And he tripled down on it after he was called out. And now that he's running for office and he thinks it's going to cause him a problem, he's going to local media saying, oh, I'm so sorry for doing this. I'm sorry that it happened. He won't even take full responsibility and use kind of first person language. And he even admitted himself that there's no room for this in the discourse. Well, if that's true, which it is, he needs to drop out immediately. And the Virginia Teachers Union still endorsing him, that's the even bigger story. These people are supposed to be responsible for kids. And guess what they're doing? They're backing a guy who wished violence upon not just the political opponents, but their children too. I mean, and these people are supposed to be about kids. They need to pull their endorsement. And he needs to drop out of the race.
Exactly. Corey, tomorrow here in Philadelphia, some Philadelphia teachers, I write for the Del Valle Journal. If you take a look at it, I'd love to have you put it out there nationally. Not what I've written, but their report today, they're going to be rallying for Hamas tomorrow as freedom fighters. And one of them, Ismail Jimenez, is the guy who runs the social studies curriculum for the Philadelphia public schools.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost the Babylon Bee, but it's not funny at all. And, you know, it's beyond parody where you have these people supposed to be responsible for kids, and they just can't help themselves. I think they get into this. They get into it to try to use the school system to raise other people's children, and they don't have any of their own. And that's the real root of the problem here. We have these socialist institutions that we call public schools, that I call government schools, that are really a tool for the Democrats to churn out more of their voters through indoctrination for 13 years of their lives, for 7 hours a day. Conservatives need to wake up. Rational independents need to wake up and say, to hell with this. The schools are supposed to be about education, not indoctrination.
Absolutely. Corey, thank you very much, as always.
Thank you so much, Tom. Good talking to you.
All right. Corey DeAngelis, dismantling the teachers union in Virginia. I mean, you've heard the first part. Everybody has, right? That AG wishing on this moderate. He's a moderate. I have bullets, Pol Pot, Hitler. I would use two on him. But then he swerves in this after being warned, you know, texting with various people, that he'd like to see the opponent's wife with the kids in their arms dying as he takes them out. Teachers unions, okay? Necessary in some ways, but where have they gone? They've gone to supporting people like this. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let me tell you about my friends, board-certified prosthodontist extraordinaire, Dr. Robert Bentz. Great news, too. I've told you about this in September, that Dr. Bentz and Dr. Cooley Bentz are thrilled to welcome the new prosthodontist to the team, their daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz. Now, Dr. Emily is thrilled to join her father in continuing to provide the highest quality care and solution-based treatments for the most complex dental challenges. As I said many times, other dentists routinely, for the tough cases, say, hey, let's call Dr. Bentz. I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years, always happy what he and his team have done for me and my oral health. Get on the road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. You can call right now and schedule that appointment, 610-272-6949. That's 610-272-6949, or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. That's B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com. Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Next hour, I'll get into this a little bit. Animal welfare, now part of the RFK's MAHA agenda. And here, here to that. In other words, animal testing. No, we're not going to go down. And Dr. Fauci, I remember this is one of the wildest things, the amount of brutal animal testing that this guy still seemed to countenance even later in his career there. We'll talk about that a little bit. We got Dom's Money Melody. And we have Scott Presler with a lot to report. And again, we're definitely going to have that vote on Taylor pork roll. Henry's on the record saying we're going to get somebody saying what?
Taylor Ham.
Taylor Ham. We're actually going to get somebody coming in the Mulligans.
All right. At least one. I'd go as far to say 40%.
On my my secret line there during the break, I'm going to tell Johnny, all right, we have to have a guy there to escort this person out. I don't want him there listening to the broadcast. Now, Roe is already, getting over the gravy thing. We're not going to revisit that. She wanted to know, can we put gravy in there, too? Now, you can't put gravy in there as the third choice.
Well, to be honest, and also YouTube chat is, like, blowing up. Not only the gravy is sauce continuing, but also they're calling out Jack for saying pasta is macaroni. So there's a brewing.
Who said that?
In the YouTube chat, someone is saying that Jack said that he calls pasta macaroni.
Oh, Jack Chedorowin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I endorse that.
You call it macaroni?
I don't routinely, but I get what he's doing. It's the same thing with the gravy. It's the whole thing when he calls it macaroni.
It's an ongoing debate.
I think he's the legit Italian. You know what?
Yeah.
Put that in the speech, Henry. We're rewriting gravy. And now, hey, Jack, how much macaroni are we having over here? All right, but the vote is on. Become the Mulligans. You'll be able to cast it. You can't go out and come back in 5 minutes. No stuffing the ballot box.
Right.
I'm going to have in four. Kirk, you'll be on. You know the last time. We were better at controlling that vote than any poll. We had all kinds of spotters and judges.
That is true. I was a witness, you know, at that remote. So yeah, I'm going to be there in make sure things in top shape.
Do you guys know if there is any person that is the proponent of the Taylor ham? I'd like to get him on the phone at least that day.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Like, who's the face of Taylor ham?
It's got to be someone from North Jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Obvious. Yeah.
Obviously, obnoxious, the accent, the whole thing.
Yep.
Play Mikey Sherrill. Scott will be okay. Play Mikey Sherrill one more time. Here's what she said in an interview about this whole thing. All right. Well,
yeah, thank you.
Who eats pork roll?
Not me.
I think that's gross.
I don't even know what it is.
I've had this fight multiple times. Nobody wants pork roll.
All right. Scott Presler next year on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.